Joining me live over the phone this morning is Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff, Stephen Allen. Good morning, Stephen. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate your time today and updating us on an issue that's popped up around Lincoln County with septic systems and where to dump septic waste. Understand the county was part of a meeting last week with civic leaders and some businesses that were involved in the industry regarding a study and that was released and some information. But, Stephen, if you could go back to the beginning on this, tell us what the issue is for maybe those who are unaware of it and what's going on.
Absolutely. The three commissioners identified early on about understanding how important it is to protect the watershed in Star Valley, both in the upper and lower valleys. And so last year, they commissioned this report to look at opportunities for handling the septic waste better. And we know that the conservation district up there is working with WARS on another water study. And so we're looking at the results of those as well, which we hope will come out in the next 6 months. And then, of course, through our planning and zoning, we're also doing some sampling of some areas to look at what the watershed's doing. And our whole plan was to take all three of these, come together and say, what are better ways for us to protect the watershed? What is it actually doing now? And getting a scope of what we need to do in the future to keep it moving forward. So that's where we all started. And although it was a very pretty shallow report, it really touched. We asked them to look at Alpine and talk to them because they have a membrane system treatment plant. We asked them to talk to Afton because Afton has a lagoon system. And then, of course, we asked them to look down in South Lincoln County due to the industrial growth. And how do we handle sewage with industrial plants? So we kind of looked at the county as a whole. And it was meant to be a jumping off point. So this meeting we had, I got to thank all the cities and the mayors and the community that came out and supported coming to the septic meeting and really giving the commissioners all their great input about what they're dealing with, what they're willing to do, what they're capable of doing or not capable of doing. And of course, we had the septic dumpers there so they could tell us their perspective and some of the things that they're having problems with. Once we gathered that information from that meeting, we're now going back and saying, okay, give us some hard data. You know, if you could help out, what's the amount that you could take on a daily or weekly or monthly basis? We've asked the septic providers to give us what's the tonnage you're dealing with on a month-to-month basis, both in septic and porta-potties as well. We identified that as an additional issue. So RV dumping seems to be pretty well contained in that we have enough RV parks. And, of course, Afton's got the RV dumping right in town. And most of your large truck stops have that availability. And even Diamondville's got the ability to dump RV. So that was, you know, porta-potties and septic seem to be what we're narrowing it down to. And we're just taking it to that next level. And we're probably doing this for another year easily in putting something together. But ultimately, I think we all take a responsibility. We know Afton still has about 60-plus septics into their city. And, of course, Star Valley Ranch is all on septic. And all of those septics, we're the only ones through planning and zoning that can permit those for the state of Wyoming. And that was something that came out of this as well, is that I think the city finally understood that the county can't operate into enterprise accounts because we don't make laws in the county. Only the cities make laws. So cities can set up water and sewer and force people to get on those and assess them to get on those systems for central water and sewer. The county, however, only operates based on statute, what the legislators have given the county's authority to do. So when we go out and permit, it isn't really permitting for the county, it's permitting for the state DEQ. So that was one of, I think, some of the highlights that we kind of understood a little bit about whose role is what governmentally, and then we started the open process. But it was a great conversation, and everybody participated and was very positive about going in the same direction for solving this problem.
Stephen, this issue became a little more urgent recently, as you know, with the town of Afton and their council making the decision to no longer accept septic waste from outside the town of Afton, determining that it was causing problems to their system. And so that kind of made the issue a little more urgent. Now this waste has to be shipped out of the county, which is increasing costs. And so do you feel like that is pushing the timeline a little bit or trying to make this? And what do you see as the end goal solution? Do you see a dumping location within the county outside of the municipalities?
That is a possibility, and we're looking at some opportunities specific in South Lincoln County. We've got the Wyoming Business Council coming in and looking at a project that we've started to address the industrial piece of that, and we think we can add a septic dumping there. But we've really had great output from Cokeville, Opal, LaBarge, that want to take on septic dumping, which would help a lot to release some of that and still keep the pricing of that fairly reasonable, so they don't have to go all the way to Marbleton or over to Soda Springs and so on. I think the real thing is that really came about as far as what happened in Afton, and I think Afton did a great job in handling that, and we certainly respect their municipal authority to what they want to handle. But their lagoons are in the county, and one of the practices that had been allowed in the county for some time is dumping directly into sewer drains. Whether that agreement was a handshake or what, but obviously the dumpers felt like that was something that they were allowed to do. And obviously that kind of backed up and really created kind of, like you said, the urgency of this problem. So, and that the dumpers have been really gracious to understand they can't do that anymore, and that we'll work hard to move that forward to help them out on that end and give them other alternatives. And even Star Valley, Leisure Valley there, what we call the wagon wheel, has offered to look at taking septic as well. So we've got several opportunities that have come out of this meeting that I think will get us to that urgency and solution.
Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff Stephen Allen on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Stephen, appreciate your time and the update. So just walk through again what the next steps, what's taking place now after that meeting held last week.
Well, next steps was I reached out to the dumpers, asked them for what their tonnage is. I've reached out to the cities and said which ones are willing to do what. I've already had some great responses. Like I said, Cokeville, Opal, LaBarge, Leisure Valley or Star Valley Ranch. So those four we're looking at. I just need to get them some numbers and say, what does that look like? And then turn around and say, can your existing processes handle some of it? And then what do we need to do to expand the facilities to handle future? But until I get all of the numbers from the dumpers of what they're actually dumping, I can't tell the cities what to expect. So that's kind of the next thing. We've got to get those dumping numbers, know what's really being dumped, and then turn around and apply it to see which cities can take what, and then maybe divvy it out after that.
Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff Stephen Allen on the Weekday Wake Up. Stephen, thank you so much for the update. We appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Always, always. Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.